You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, welcome to Smosh Mouth for Men. I'm Shane, and I'm joined by two other men, Damien and Trevor.
Yeah.
Sup, fellow man.
I know everybody's been asking for it, Smosh Mouth for Men.
Yeah.
Finally a podcast for men.
People have been clamoring for this.
The ladies and the vadies have gone, so us will play now.
Yeah, the dudes.
Amanda is in Boston. So
for that, Boston, pretty manly
for that
place,
lady convention.
Honestly.
Oh.
But hey, if anyone's upset about an episode for men, don't worry, because in the coming weeks, we're gonna do the opposite. So
what?
It'll be Amanda and I'll be gone, and then
sure,
it'll be Smosh Mouth for women.
Oh.
So don't worry.
Don't worry.
I heard this recently on like a comment on a TikTok somewhere, but I've adopted it as my own. Like I am a straight man in the way that a tomato is a fruit. We are like, really? Oh shit. And you sort of like you're like, oh yeah, nope, that's a man and he's straight, and there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I feel like being at Smosh, people are probably like, really? You're straight?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, yes, yeah.
I'm a straight man in the way that Little Caesar's crazy bread is bread.
Yeah, so you're like man plus.
You know, crazy bread is kind of just like normal bread to a guy like me.
That's how
my twisted mind.
Twisted brain.
Yeah.
I like that we've all got our sports here.
Yeah, so I've got football.
I got basketball.
And I've got Pokemon, both training and catching and friendship and battles. Mm-hmm.
Lots of walking and bike riding, too.
Lots of that, which I do while sitting down and playing it on a screen.
Yeah.
But you could.
But you can. I have been poke-opying it up again.
Really?
I restarted it like a month ago.
It's a good time.
I'm hooked, man. It's a problem for me.
Dude, I got back on for the Jirachi event.
Oh, yeah.
And I was playing, and I was like, this is good. Like, I might have to hop back in.
It's addictive.
Know?
It's very addictive.
For those not in the know, it's a Pokemon game that, like, if Minecraft and Animal Crossing had a little Babo and raised that Babo well to lead a good life, it would be Pokopia.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It's a really good game.
The Spartanelli's like hits.
Yeah?
Does it really?
It hits.
What's the vintage? What's the year?
It is nice.
It's a 97. It is very bad.
Ooh, the year the Yankees won.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, that actually is delicious. As a juice drinker myself?
No. Anything with cranberry, I'm all in.
Yeah.
You are immune to UTIs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therefore.
Can't get them.
I drink cranberry juice even if I don't have a UTI.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Because I love like a real intense tartness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love a tartness.
I like a tart juice.
Tartness is one of the manliest kind of flavor notes, I think.
Tartness is next to fartness.
Smoky, umami, tartness.
Tartness, yeah.
Yeah.
And also blackberry.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. That's the fourth.
Yeah.
I had to slow down on the juice, fellas.
What?
Oh. I had to slow down on the juice. Because I don't know if you know this. You probably do since you're, you know, fellas. Costco, they have Capri Sun, but hold on for a minute. They got 100% juice Capri Sun. So it's not that baby stuff where they're watering it down. This is the straight up.
Wait, in the pouches?
In the pouches.
And it's 100% juice.
100% juice.
My Whoa. God.
And like it's Capri Sun branding?
Yeah, it's Capri Sun. It's literally Capri Sun 100% juice. And it's hashtag not sponsored. But like if you have like three or four of those a day, you end up having to be like, maybe that's a lot of juice.
Yeah. maybe that is a lot of juice. But
I'm getting reports that's a lot of juice.
Hold on.
Just my doctor's like, you have how many Capri Sun? 100%. Oh, God. You're not even diluting it.
Yeah. That's intense. Yeah,
what flavor is it? What flavor juice?
Obviously, berry is my favorite, mixed berry. But they got fruit punch, which tastes like a Pacific cooler, and then two apple ones come in the pack.
Wow.
I never, as a kid, because I drink so many Capri Suns.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah. Legally, yeah.
I never, like, knew what flavor I was about to drink.
Yeah, well, they always...
You grab them, you pop that straw in, and you go.
Yeah. They had, like, names that weren't, like, actual flavors. Yeah, like Pacific
I think probably because they're not juice. So yeah. I don't think they can legally be, like, cherry. Whatever.
The only one that was honest was lemonade, and it was terrible.
I don't know if I ever even had lemonade.
The lemonade one was so bad.
I've never had lemonade in that.
Yeah. Bro, we tried to do that Guinness World Records thing where we drank how fast can you drink a Capri Sun, and the record was like 6 seconds or something, right? Yeah.
Six seconds?
Yeah. Yeah.
6 seconds?
Don't!
Dude, I was doing so... Hold on. I was doing so much 6-7.
No, wait!
I was doing hella 6-7 before I got here.
Selena just flipped over a big zero on the days since 6-7 joke.
It's like, can I use the bathroom really quick? And we just can feel you doing it.
Yeah. Just in the mirror like, hands. You got this, Trevor.
But we could not do it. We could not even break like 15 seconds.
Do you have to use the straw? Is that the thing?
So it's once the timer started, you had to get the straw out, get it out of its wrapping, get it into the pouch, and then drink it all.
But through the straw. Because I feel like there could be a technique where you pierce it with the straw, but then as soon as you remove it, you just...
Through the straw.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But what's crazy is we couldn't do it, and I... obviously, it's my childhood memories, but I feel like in my memories as a kid, I drank them in under 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Once the straw is in, I feel like as a kid, I was just like...
But maybe it's because I got a tiny little child mouth that I could do it faster.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's Pascal's theory of pressure.
Yeah.
He literally writes out, if you have a tiny little child mouth, you can have that.
And it's my favorite thing Pedro Pascal's ever
done. And that's like probably my favorite theory of pressure. And the most manly theory of pressure, I think, is Pascal's.
100%. Well, Pascal sort of stole what was already done somewhere in the Middle East a long, long time before that in terms of like pressure theory. So, by stealing somebody else's work and just talking about it louder, Pascal truly made the manly move.
Pretty manly thing
He actually
to do.
Was a man.
Think about what the idea I just had, though.
Yeah, but
I pitched this.
What about this?
I'm an ideas guy.
Shit.
All right. What's other manly stuff? I genuinely want to ask this because I wouldn't consider myself to be a very like masculine person as it's traditionally defined. What's like the most manly thing that you guys do on a regular basis?
I've been thinking about this a lot because we did a assumptions video forever ago, me, Spencer, and then Ludwig was on.
Oh, yeah.
And there's these types of questions were coming up. And since then, it's kind of, I think about it a lot of like, what does quantify as like manly or because like so much is just like culturally defined, societally defined, so it's really like completely meaningless and it changes culture to culture. But I'm just kind of like, what is just like what do I just consider like adult, and what is like defined as like a positive, masculine, manly.
I think you hit the nail on the head where it's like, this is, you're kind of just doing an adult thing.
Yeah.
And it was never that like other genders couldn't do something. It's just they're like, no, it's not your role. I do this. And so.
Right.
I think like the most, like what I would say is like manly, masculine thing that I like find myself doing is I love like carrying lots of things. Like if it's like I'm moving a piece of furniture, it's like I can lift this chair by myself. Like I'm capable.
Yeah.
Or like bringing groceries in, I'm like, I'm going to get them all. Like I can carry everything. I'm
not
strong
taking
enough.
Two trips.
Yeah, I'm not taking two trips.
I have also gotten a sofa into a small apartment by myself.
Yes.
Like back in the day, I was like, I'm not calling someone for this. I'm just going to get it out of my car and put it on my back like Atlas and walk it on it.
I relate to that. To me, I attribute that in my head. I believe that's like, I think it's lazy. Like I'm like, or impatience. I'm like, I don't want to go through the hassle of taking two trips. Yeah. So I'm going to burden myself for one.
And here's the thing is I don't even take this. If I can't do it, I don't take the second trip. I've literally have 2 12 packs of Diet Coke in my trunk that have been there for like a week. And I keep driving and hearing them like move around back there. And I'm like, I never went back for the second trip. I couldn't carry all of them. Ralph's was having a great deal on 12 packs, and I got like 6 of them.
And there's gonna be like,
and I could only carry 4
chunks of shrapnel floating in there after a few weeks in the sun.
It's like I got my ingredients for my potato and leek soup, and then I got my 4 12 packs.
I can name 2 of them.
And
the amount of times that I do that.
Stupid.
The amount of times I do that specifically with my trunk, where I have something in my trunk, and every time I turn, it's just like, every time I'm driving, I'm like, I really should fucking figure that out. And then I never do, and it'll be there for a year.
I've got the secret. I finally handled all that stuff because I got a new car. And they're like, you can't leave all this in when you're trading in your Prius. You can't do that. And I'm like, okay. So I put it all in a bag, and I was like, hey, I'm going to put this bag in my home, and it's going to stay in that bag. And if I needed something for my car, maybe I put it back in. But otherwise, I'm just going to have my car now.
No, see, it's a perennial problem for me because I keep my basketball and my basketball shoes in my trunk. And
that sounds manly.
And what I do is I try and wedge the ball into like the corner of the trunk and then the shoes so it doesn't roll around. But then occasionally it gets dislodged, and then that's so annoying because then I'm just hearing this like, boom, 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 like ball rolling around in my trunk. I'm like,
oh. You got to start using towels because towels are good to have anywhere. Like, you never know if you got
it's true.
That's true.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Fabletics. It has been a hot summer. Every time I take a walk outside, I feel the blazing heat. But then I walk into any restaurant or work, and it's freezing. I was either sweating through everything or shaking like a leaf. I had to do something, so I became a Fabletics VIP. Now I have lightweight layers that not only work great for the outdoors, but in air conditioning too. And they look really, really good. When I signed up as a new VIP, I got 70 to 80% off everything. Matching sets, everyday basics, bras, shorts, the list goes on. Everything is so comfortable, and it's made of quality materials. So I'm obsessed with the Daydreamer pant and windbreaker. I've been wearing it nonstop that my husband was like, those are the best pants I've ever seen you in. And I'm like, wow, I've known you for a really long time. But seriously, they are amazing, and I probably want to wear them every day. Shop now at fabletics.com/smoshmouth to get 70 to 80% off everything when you sign up as a new VIP. Take a quick style quiz and be sure to select Smoshmouth when prompted to unlock this offer. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Again, that's fabletics.com/smoshmouth for 70 to 80% off everything as a new VIP. Back to the show.
I think my most stereotypically manly thing is I handle the spiders and bugs, by which I mean I capture them gently and put them outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will do that.
Dude, that's tough. Having to become the bug guy is tough because I was scared of my whole life. I was like, bugs, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to get near it. Someone else take care of it. And then like it is like kind of like I, you know, started dating my fiance, Raven, and I was like, I had to overcome that. I had to become the guy that takes care of the bugs and gets the little cup and piece of paper. And I'm like holding it like, please don't escape somehow. Please don't escape. And then like throwing it outside and closing the door really quick.
Yeah,
and then
fast.
Like, all right.
You're like, you're off to safety. And then just like yeet it into your...
Shaking out the cup, get out, get out.
It reminds me of what I've talked about before, but the time that there was a praying mantis inside Courtney's bathroom.
Oh, that's a
big praying mantis. And how I solved that was opening the door really quickly, throwing one of our cats in there and shutting the door.
Oh, shit.
And being like, you figure that out.
So you're like a Roman Caesar, where you're like, I bring in the lions.
Send a battalion in there. And then I opened the door later, and it was just Birdie, our cat, and then the praying mantis was on like a bottle of hairspray. On one side of the bottle of the hairspray,
and
our cat was on the other side, and they were just trading jabs.
They were just truly standing
and
up.
She like failed to kill the thing, and that's I felt so really funny. Bad. And then I couldn't capture that. That was too much for me. And it sucks because praying mantises are one of my favorite bugs, but I had to.
Yeah.
I didn't have like a means to capture it.
Yeah.
Because it's too like tactile. It's too like.
Occasionally there is a bug that I'm like, I don't know if I'm capable of getting you outside safely, and I have to squish. And then I'm like,
I felt really bad. I need to get one of those. Have you seen those like
those little like capture
things?
Bug things? Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like a bunch of prongs and it just like perfectly like, they're just like, oh.
What?
Oh, I haven't seen that one. The one I'm talking about looks like a little vacuum, and it's like the cup, but it automatically closes the lid, and it has like a little chamber in there. So it's like, welcome to your new little house for like 3 minutes. And then, and then you put out some.
I did do that. We had a cockroach in our...
Those you can kill.
And I didn't kill that.
Oh.
I had a hand vac, and I vacuumed it up, and then it was just in the canister,
yeah, it'll
crawling around. And then I went to our apartment's like trash chute, and I just opened it up into the trash chute, and it like flew down the trash chute. And I was like, I sent him to heaven.
You sent him where he wanted to go.
I sent him exactly where he wants
He's
to be
go
in a trash bin.
That's
so
true.
Much stuff.
Where he belongs.
Yeah, no, I don't like to kill anything, even a cockroach. I'll try to avoid it.
Yeah.
It feels so bad, man. It just sucks.
It's the kind of thing where, like, if you grew up with a family that's just like, oh, kill the bug, you're like, got it, kill the bug. And then the moment you sort of, like, come online mentally, you're like, kill the bug? Why?
Yeah.
Friend the bug. And, yeah. And then you see a little jumping spider on TikTok, and you're like, oh, it's, like, waving, and it's so happy. And
I think if I came across a spider that if its bite really would mess you up, I would maybe have to.
There are a lot of black widows in my area.
If it was, like, and especially if it's a... Spiders that make a web, cool with.
Yeah.
You're chill. Mm-hmm. You have your home. I know where your location is.
Yeah.
Spiders who crawl around and are just constantly moving around different crevices, I'm like, I'm sorry, man. Like, I can't expect your next move, so I have no choice.
So it's fear of the unknown.
So like brown recluses, I'm like, got to.
Yeah. No, I don't like it when I see a bug and I'm like, I'm going to try and handle this, and I go and get the necessary tools, and then I come back and that bug is gone. I'm like, I can't. I'm freaking out.
And then you just hear like, don't turn around. And you're like,
He's right behind me, isn't he?
I genuinely had that happen to me. When I was like in my early 20s, I was in an apartment, and I see a spider on the wall, and I go, all right, I'm not going to kill you, man. You chill right there. By the way, Trevor has a grape, and it's a good-looking grape.
That's that one wanted to grow up to be an eggplant.
This is a manly grape.
That is a manly grape.
Yeah.
That's oh, God.
Delicious.
Some ASMR right there. But I see the spider on the wall, and then a second later, I'm watching TV. I look, it's gone. And I go, okay, where is he? And I don't know where he is. Like, an hour goes by, I'm watching TV. I get up from the couch, and I shit you not, it was, like, right behind where I was sitting on the couch.
Like, that Sheldon is so fucking funny.
I was like, you managed to go to the one place. Like, why'd you go there? And then I had to probably...
Well, because he trespassed on your boundaries.
Okay, actually, and I have told this story, the only thing that I will kill, and I feel zero guilt, actually feel a little good, wasps.
You're like, people. No.
human beings.
It's wasps, the only thing that turns me on anymore. And
no. Wasps can go fuck themselves.
They can.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
They don't even make honey.
Oh, and mosquitoes.
So cute.
Okay, I will smack the crap out of a mosquito.
But a wasp, I one time had a wasp in my apartment when I was younger, and I had like a truly like a 20-minute battle with it. I had a broom in one hand, and I had like a foam basketball in the other. And so, like, when it was far distance, I was using my aerial combat by trying to, like, throw the ball. Mm-hmm. And then it would, like, swoop at me, and I would, like, try to hit it with the broom. We had, like, a genuine Dark Souls battle.
What music were you playing?
Wait. It was Dark Souls music.
Okay, there you go.
It was like, oh!
Like, red health bar pops up for like, yeah. Mosquito, Lord yeah. of Guns.
I literally did the same thing at my old apartment. I don't remember why. There was a reason, but we basically had like a ton of flies like got in the house, just like house flies, and they were pissing me off and I couldn't get them out the door. And so what we did is, it was nighttime, we turned off all the lights, and then I opened the bathroom door and turned the bathroom light on and basically lured all of them in there.
Smart.
Then closed the door, and I just had like two dish towels.
And you lit it on fire.
And I straight up was just like in the bathroom, just like, whoa, just
everybody
like flying
was gone?
And like smacking all these flies, and I literally felt like a gladiator. Isn't I was like,
what,
this is a Coliseum.
That's what Ip Man must feel like. Yeah. For people.
Just, Jesus.
Just
I was just living out a power fantasy. No, it's like Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
The one thing that I do feel really bad about when it comes to bugs is every once in a while, especially like in the summer, I'll open up a door that leads to outside and just like slip out real quick. But when I'm back in, I'll notice that like something has gotten in that's the size of like a couple hummingbirds. And it's always like, it's always like that massive bug that's like, bing, bing, bing. Like you can hear it against the ceiling with tapping of those huge wings. Yep. And I'm like, I don't have any way to get you outside. And then like a day later, it's just nowhere to be found. And I'm like, did you die? Like, where did you go? I don't think you found a way outside. Did you die? This can't be it for you.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Do you ever like withhold bug from your partner?
Oh, like
withhold bug?
Like you find
you got a bug over there? No.
Like you find a bug in the house. Like I did this the other day. I'm really sorry, Raven, if you're watching this.
Oh,
but
no.
There was like some clothes that she'd left on the floor. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna like do the laundry. And I picked up this pile of clothes and there was a spider underneath. And then I'm like, that's terrifying. Cause then what if there's spiders in the clothes everywhere? And I was like, I'm gonna deal with it quietly and not say anything about it.
You dealt with the spider.
I dealt with the spider.
Oh, I thought you meant like you just saw a spider and you're like, wow.
Well, there it goes. You're like, Raven's the other one. She's the one that's in that other room.
Get her.
Yeah. No, I like dealt with it, but I was like, if I tell her that there was a spider in her pile of clothes, it's just, I don't want her to have to like, you know, deal with that. Like I can handle the spider.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. So I felt bad about it. I was like, I feel like I'm.
Now, just so I'm in your mindset a little bit, you feel bad because like she's supposed to know about the spider or like what?
Well,
what's she missing there?
It's like when you're withholding information, sometimes it feels like you're lying. You're like not lying. I'm not being dishonest, but I'm right. Like, I didn't tell you about this thing that like, maybe I should, I don't know.
I think the fact that you dealt with it means like, it's not there.
It's anymore. It's like a non-issue.
It'd be more of an issue if you saw a spider, didn't kill it, or didn't take it outside. And it's like, oh, by the way, I didn't tell you, there's a spider just lurking around our vicinity right
now. Yeah.
I think true. The difference is like, I took care of a spider on my own versus like, hey, I took care of a spider on my own. And then the corner of my eye, like your long lost sister stopped by and asked about you, but I didn't want to say anything. That would, you know, it's like,
I didn't want to mention the spider. And then it was kind of all connected. Kind of, yeah.
Okay. This is not a tangent, but it makes me think about how, if I ever, especially in my home, experience anything weird that I can't explain, like, I'm not saying paranormal, but if I like something happened, like if I heard a voice or like saw a shadow or something, I'd have to be damn sure before I tell Courtney, because like I'm such a like skeptical person. Mm-hmm. Who's, like not if I came to Courtney and was like, yeah, so I saw like a shadow, she would never sleep again.
You know
like,
what?
No, please.
I'm not a paranormal believer myself, but I did see something the other day, and this is a tangent. Did see something the other day that I was like, that might have been a skinwalker.
Really?
So I hear the doorbell ring and I'm like not expecting anybody, but I'm like right next to the door. And I'm like, if it's like a solicitor or something, like I don't want to hear it. Like if anybody needs me, like a friend will call usually first. But I hear the person outside the door just like rifling it off, literally just going like, hello, hola, hello, hola, hello, hola, hello. Hello, hola, hello, hello. Hola, hello, hello, hola, hello, hola, hello. And it was just like, you don't know what you're saying. Like, this is not language to you. You're mimicking the human speech to try to get me.
Oh,
it was so creepy. And I like ended up looking outside of the window and it was like a guy holding a pamphlet and he's just sort of like, hello, hola, hello, hola, hola, hello, hola, hello, hello, hola.
Is it a guy maybe who's just working through the social interaction?
He's just practicing.
I don't. No, it
no,
might
probably.
But I, like, probably.
The problem is whenever there's certain scenarios where a human being becomes twice as scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at your front door, 10 times as scary. I walk down the street, you come across a person, they go, hey, how's it going? I'm not scared of them. Mm-hmm. The second my doorbell rings, and someone is standing right there, it's
terrifying.
Dude, do you know the YouTuber Chad? Yeah. Chad and someone else whose name I forgot and I feel really bad about it, just did a video about like the door-to-door solicitors and like, you know, they have their own training videos on TikTok and stuff, but they're talking about like, I mean, and also like both people, you know, hosting it are women. So they're like, do you understand how terrifying this is and how scary it is that like core concept, you're trying to get me out of the house, like scary for anybody, but especially women. Yep. It's like, I'm not going to answer the door and I'm not going to like, when they're like, is your husband home? It's like, I'm not going to fucking no, he's right here. Like,
yeah,
it's another one of those weird things too, where, back when I was a kid, back in like the day, it was far more common because like there wasn't as many ways to like talk to people, right? Yeah. Like there was cold calling, but you only had a home phone. Mm-hmm. So you had far more people coming to your front door. Like when I was a kid, it felt like there were people at our front door all the time.
Really?
Yeah. It just felt like, compared to now, nowadays, if someone's at your front door, it's like, why are you here?
Immediately, I'm like, something's wrong. There are why is anyone here?
Like, you're going to be contacted a million ways before someone comes to your door mm-hmm. unannounced. Yeah. So I am super like freaked out about it every time.
If you'll allow me to backpedal a little bit, because I want to go back to the paranormal of it all, because I literally got obsessioned by Raven, like a month ago. It was so.
You made a wish?
She broke your willow?
No. So we're like, it's like the middle of the night. I hear there's like a lamp in the corner of the room and I hear it get bumped and I look up and there's just straight up a shadowy figure next to the lamp. And I just like, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And I'm just like looking at it and it starts to move.
Oh my God.
Across the bed. And I was like, and it's just like, all I see is just a shadowy blob. And I literally was like, there's like the hat man is like in my room. Like there's a shadow person. And then like gets in front of like the, and like opens like the door to my room, like starts to open. And then I see there's like a little bit of like ambient light coming out from like our living room. And I see that it's Raven. And I like, genuinely, my heart was beating so fast. She got up and I didn't hear her.
And then you turn over and Raven's right there in bed.
She's right there in bed. No, but yeah, I like turned over and checked and she wasn't there. And I like let out like a sigh of relief where I was like, and like I was prepared to like tell Raven the next day and be like, I saw a shadow monster last night in the room.
I don't want to tell her about the spider, but the shadow monster, she should know.
But she like bumped the lamp and then like froze. So all I hear is the lamp bump and then I just see a figure just standing in the corner. And I was genuinely terrifying. Like so scared.
You know what is a good thing to have both by front door and maybe by bed? You have a baseball bat, but what you do is you put a tube sock on the end of it, because that way if someone's trying to get you and they try to like grab the bat from you, the tube sock slips right off and you get an extra little
and they
swing.
Like jerk it off.
Yeah, they jerk off the bat a little bit.
Yeah, like jerks
it, like, you're not really expecting that.
You're not expecting
yeah
it.
You pull out a little vampire bat and you're like tick, 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 tick. They're like, well, I'm just gonna go now. So that's probably the manliest thing about me.
When I was a kid, I remember my dad had a couple of baseball bats in his office. Like I think they were like signed by one of the like
by Steve Diamondbacks, Louisville Slugger,
the Arizona Diamondbacks, okay. And like someone had given them to him. And whenever at night I would hear a noise, I would definitely go and just grab one of them and just be like. And the most, I was very chosen. Like when I would hear a noise, I would always go up to like the corner of a wall and like. Position myself against the wall to like look around the corner as if I'm like strategically looking over there. And I would have my dog would walk out and he'd be like, what the fuck is going on? And I'd be like, check around the corner for me.
Go get help, boys. He's like, fucking leaves.
He's like, you're going your lays own, down.
Man. I remember one time with an ex-girlfriend, we were in bed at her place and I hear like three huge bangs that sound like they're at, you know, her front door, and it's not the biggest apartment, and we're both just like, what the fuck? And I'm in the position of like, oh, I'm gonna have to go check this, and I'm like, I'm not equipped or qualified to do this, like shit. So I check and you know everything's fine, but it turned out, seeing a news article the next day, there was like a drive-by shooting on the freeway, which was close to like the window where our heads were. And so like what I heard was just the sound coming through like that, but like the gunshots happened right there, and it made me realize, I'm like, yeah, I super wasn't equipped for anything. Like, that was the idea of a gunshot, and I wasn't equipped for that. But, like, Anybody actually being there.
Yeah.
It's like, pretty scary.
Do you guys keep anything by the bed, like, actually? Because I kind of have a little metal rod that I don't know where it's from.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, from, like... Okay, no, I do remember what it's from. It was from very long ago. We got, like, an outdoor, like, patio set. And... it had, like, this metal supporting bar that I forgot to put in, but that, like, wasn't really necessary. And
smash cut to, like, someone trapped in the fucking seat.
Like, we're, like, sitting, and, like, it was basically, like, this tiny little support. And I was like, okay, it doesn't actually, it's, like, not actually super necessary. But it kind of has, like, it's just, like, a really, like, stiff metal rod that has, like, this little thing on the end that's kind of a handle. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just keep it under my bed, because who knows?
Works. This is my beat you up stick.
Yeah. Literally, I have a beat you up
stick. It's your tallywhacker. It's like, oh. I have a karambit. It's like a curved knife thing, and I keep it just in the drawer by the bed. Like, not that I'm going to be, like, in the perfect presence of mind to be like, open the drawer, open this up, take off the cover, but, like...
Is it a marble fade or something? Is it, like, a Doppler?
Yeah, it's a pretty good, like, CSGO skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Yeah. It's, what's the one you like? Yeah, it's that one. Black Ice? Yeah, it's that one.
Black Ice, that's, Rainbow pretty Six solid. CSGO.
Oh, is that it? I don't know. I'm joking.
No, I was joking, too. I don't have any CSGO knives, unfortunately. I don't have any drip in CSGO, so
I'm
a LARPer.
I typically do carry like I have like a pepper spray near my nice. Bed, which is like I know it's like, oh, that's gonna fuck up everything, but it's like
it's something.
I always have my like plan, right? Because like for me, I'm like, all right, if someone were to come into my apartment, I would hear them coming up the stairs. Mm. And so I'd get to the top of the stairs and just spray down and then be like, all right, that.
You hopefully, turn on the AC so it blows it down.
Yeah. And then I have paint cans on strings that I throw down.
Yeah.
Easily kill them.
For the longest time, too, I had, I think I still have it somewhere. I did have like a taser. Mm. And that shit scared me. Like, I would, because I'd be like, I need to test this out to make sure it works. And so I'd like press the button and it's just like, and you're like, oh, and, like, it freaks me the fuck
out.
Yeah,
that's
terrifying.
I keep giving them away, though. Like, anytime a femme friend is like, this creepy guy said something to me at a thing. I'm just like, well, I've got an extra one of these, and here you go.
Take it.
Like, you should have this, and please take it.
But it doesn't work on ghosts.
Yeah.
I see. I would wonder if it does, because, like, Ghostbusters shot electricity out of their backpacks and whatnot.
Yeah.
So maybe a taser could. I mean, it's probably better than a punch.
You think it could.
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the pepper spray. I was like, I think the pepper spray would go through the ghost.
It probably would go through the ghost.
Probably go through unless it with the taser.
Unless it's Danny Phantom, in which case he's just like, ow, fuck.
Yeah.
Gonna catch them all. He's Danny Phantom.
I'm very grateful that I have not ever experienced anything remotely like pepper spray. Because people talk about it like it is the worst shit.
Oh my God.
Ever.
I chop an onion that's a little too pungent and I'm bawling.
Same.
Dude, pepper spray directly to the eyes?
I got bamboozled by a TikTok where it was like, cooking tip, if you're cutting an onion, keep a wet paper towel near it because the moisture is what draws in that stuff from the onions and that's why it goes directly to your eyes. And so I was just like, yeah, I got this. Watch this. Cut an onion immediately. I'm like, ha!
That didn't work at all.
It didn't work at all.
Like, every chef I've ever asked is just like, hey, there's just like a funny, like, hey, do you have any like tips for like cutting like onion, like, or not crying while you cut onions? And every person ever is just like, yeah, you just cry until you stop.
Yeah, just
like, I don't know, just like therapy.
Through.
Just deal with it.
If it's
man.
A really bad onion, you just kind of power
isn't,
through.
Isn't legitimately the way to avoid it the best is to have a better knife. Like the sharper the knife, the less spray you're gonna get. Like because it's slicing through and not smashing.
Much.
Like that is theoretically.
I mean, like a cleaner.
The best version.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by 3 Day Blinds. Unsurprisingly, I've been sleeping odd hours because I have a child to take care of, and I'm not talking about my son, Shane. Talking about Shane. Sometimes I wake up because the sun is blasting in my eyes. Finally, I said, enough is enough, and went to 3 Day Blinds to get some help. 3 Day Blinds is the leading manufacturer of high-quality custom window treatments in the U.S. They're so easy to use. All you need to do is hop online and work with a professionally trained design consultant that will provide all the guidance you need. With 3 Day Blinds, there's a better way to buy blinds, shades, shutters, and drapery. Not only are my 3 Day Blinds practical, but they look great. And if you're curious about my sleep, now...
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple.
pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
That I have 3-day blinds, I'm sleeping like a rock. Thank you very much. Right now, get quality window treatments that fit your budget with 3-day blinds. Head to 3dayblinds.com/smoshmouth for their buy one, get one 50% off deal on custom blinds, shades, and drapery. For a free, no charge, no obligation consultation, just head to 3dayblinds.com/smoshmouth. One last time, that's buy one, get one 50% off when you head to the number 3dayblinds.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show. Right, Shane? He's not here. It's just me.
Since we have, we've posed this before, but what is your ranking? Because, okay, some backstory here. Forever ago, we had Angela on, and we were talking about ranking dessert categories. Mm.
Ooh. Right. Oh yeah, I saw that.
And there was a lot of crazy shit said there.
Yeah, you guys
said
all
that
slandered
pie is cake.
Everyone slandered pie, by the way.
Oh,
and
I didn't slander pie.
Everyone else but you slandered pie.
I respect pie. Now, I don't know where it ranks on my list, but I think I would rank it above cake.
I feel like every couple months in this office, someone asks me, "Is pie cake?" And every time I'm like, pie's not cake.
No, not at all.
No, I think the argument was pie is closer to pastry. Yeah, but Angela was there and she was like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, Angela, I don't know why when this topic comes up, she wants to be so wrong.
Angela has some like really hard opinions that are just like set and they're firm and they're not going to change. And they're just sometimes like, you just gotta.
It's like pie is cake and Canada shouldn't be a country. No, I'm just kidding. it's like, Angela, stop.
No, it's like, I hate the Magna Carta. That
like,
sucks.
Whoa. No, okay. So, because for me, I was saying ice cream number one. Ice cream is number one.
Ooh.
I'd maybe put cookie number two.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure, like, then it's like kind of, it kind of blends in, like, you know, you think like brownies delicious.
Yeah. It's tough because so much of it comes down to like, yeah, what are your categories? Like, really, what are,
because kind of
there's
anything.
So many desserts. I love cookies. Cookies are big ones for me. I do also love ice cream. I love custard based desserts.
I do too. So like a creme brulee?
Your creme brulees and your flans.
Me
like,
too.
I oh, love flan a custard.
Flan is, okay, so can we agree flan is number one? Can we just say that? No, I'm kidding.
Flan could be high up.
Flan is high up for sure.
I made flan once.
Really?
And I did okay.
Flan is tough. I made flan recently. It's a tricky little.
I messed up a little bit on the sugar, like the timing of it.
Yeah.
But it was still delicious.
Yeah.
But the flan itself,
the custard.
I worked, that consistency was good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's the one thing I can make.
Yeah,
that's true. Selena, you've made it before for the office.
I don't even believe you, Selena. You'd have to bring that in if I were to believe you.
You made it differently than how I saw a recipe for it, because you make it in like a steamer. Mm-hmm. Whereas I made it in the oven, like with a pan with like water on it.
Yeah, Bain Marie. You can do it. It's essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like getting a lot of like moisture in there as it's cooking so that it doesn't like dry out and it stays like creamy and soft. I love a custard, man.
Yeah. I do too. I really like custard based things. I like, I really like baked goods. Like, I grew up, one town over from this bakery. Like, this guy from Germany just moved to a small town in Georgia and made this awesome bakery. And it's like little, like a key lime tart or like a petit four.
Yeah.
Or a little eclair, or a cannoli, like any of those.
And a cannoli, is a cannoli a pastry? That's a
cannoli. Yeah, I'd probably qualify it as a pastry just because of the wrapper is like a. Okay. It's like a. I would say it's pastry adjacent, closer to anything else. Yeah.
And to be clear, in my daily life, I don't care what something sweet categorized.
Sure.
When I this is fun for the debate. In my day-to-day life, when I'm walking around and I see something that looks delicious, I just eat it.
Yeah.
I eat it and I ask questions later.
No,
I'll grab it, I'll slam it, I'll go, what was that?
And yeah.
They'll be like, I don't know, but you need to pay for it. And I go, absolutely not.
They're like, that was the bleach that we used to clean this shit. And you're like, it was spicy
towel,
and good.
Bro.
There's never been a dessert menu where I'm like, God, I wish they had a cake option. I'm like, I'll take one. You want one? I want one. We'll split. We'll share.
I think cake for me can be very, very high up, but the problem is that it's got the biggest range of desserts in
it
terms
has
of
the highest variability.
Like, there is some shitty cake, and then there's also cakes where I'm like, this is changing my life.
Yeah.
Cake has such a possibility of being dry in a way that ruins it. And I think that's why I like ice cream so much, is that the floor is so high for ice cream.
That's fair.
It's hard for ice cream to be bad.
The median tastiness of ice cream
cheapest,
is still going to be pretty hot. Yeah.
Cheapest, shittiest ice cream is still going to be pretty good.
And I mean, also, like, if you're going to restaurants with cake specifically, it's probably pretty rare that a restaurant is making their cakes from scratch. Most of the time, restaurants are like getting frozen cakes and then having those and like serving those. And there are a lot of like really good cakes that I've had that I know for a fact are like, oh, this is frozen. Like, I used to work at a restaurant that we would get these. They were really good cakes, but they did come frozen and we'd serve those. And so it's more often than not that something like a custard or like that is getting made in-house, or like a souffle. Like, you have to make those fresh. So cake specifically, you have more of a chance of getting something that isn't being made from scratch or fresh.
Because cake is such an ordeal.
Yeah.
It's like they don't have room to do that while also cooking everything else.
I would also guess that it's probably an issue that, like, I hope you sell out of the whole cake for that night. Otherwise, you are going to be serving someone leftover cake or throwing it away. Like, the profit margin's probably not great. Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Man, that's the stuff I think about that I would never want to be in the restaurant industry. That's what a nightmare.
Yeah.
Kitchen nightmares.
Kitchen nightmares.
And things like cookie dough, you can just make a fuck ton of it and then store it. Like, and you can keep it for a while and just like ball it up and just like throw cookies in whenever you need, or throw it in that skillet for a little pizookie. I don't know how they're doing it at the BJ's, but
whoa.
You just throw it in that little mouth and have just some cookie dough.
And it just, you can throw it in that little mouth.
I throw it in my little mouth. I have trouble with I know this is a hot take, but I really like baked goods when they've cooled down a lot. Like, I love a relatively chilled cookie, like not cold necessarily, but like it's been out of the fridge for like 10 minutes, but like a fresh hot, like I think very warm chocolate, whether it's like hot chocolate on a souffle or even on a sundae or like half melted chocolate chip cookie dough, I think it overpowers everything else, and I just kind of taste the melty chocolate.
That is a hot take, I think.
No, and you know what, Damien? I think you're onto something there, because I mean, I think this also might be a hot take. I'm not a big like chocolate lava cake.
Same.
I am never gunning for the chocolate lava cake on a dessert menu. I'm like, this is chocolate on chocolate. I don't need molten chocolate coming out of my bread chocolate.
100%.
It's like, that's just too much chocolate for me. I'll get in a couple head shakes. We're getting a Selena, you a chocolate lava cake fan?
Woo. I can do chocolate lava cake, but it needs the vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
To make it work.
But I don't even taste the vanilla when it's something like that. Like, it's just gone.
The vanilla ice cream or a nice creme anglaise. You want to put a little creme anglaise on a chocolate lava cake, I'm more inclined.
Yeah, you've got to have cream on your glaze, otherwise it's not good.
Okay. And you're always saying that.
And I've always said that. I know it's cream English, I get it.
Cream.
But see, I love a warm, soft cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the ideal version.
Yeah.
Well, you eat yours now, I'll let mine cool down, and then I'll have mine later, and you can watch.
And then we'll get to my hot take, which is, how long do you microwave your ice cream for?
I watched this podcast and I was screaming.
Mm.
So you were upset by this.
I watched it because I was there.
You
I watched
in
it back
it.
Too. I got a clip of it.
Wait, so we're going round two. I wasn't there and I didn't watch it. So
all right.
You're microwaving it in, are you talking about in the tub?
So this is specifically
on
when
the
you
microwave,
have a pint.
Stupid. You can't bring that in your tub. You'll get electrocuted.
You can't bring the microwave in the tub.
Specifically, this is specifically when you have a pint of ice cream that is in your own personal freezer, and you bring it out of the freezer, and before you spoon it up, you put it in the microwave.
But you do it twice.
okay, hold on. I specifically do it for 5 seconds. I take it out, kind of see if the consistency's good, and then I typically will put it in for 5 seconds more. I don't want to spend, because for some reason, 10 seconds straight up in the microwave is hotter than 5 seconds to take a break.
It is different.
Right, right.
It's different.
Scientifically,
it kind of like multiplies upon itself. Mm-hmm. I don't know how microwaves work. I don't ask questions, but
it speeds up the molecules in there, like, and heats it up.
Well, now that you
oh, sorry.
That's the magic molecules for me up until now. Just kidding.
They spin a little faster, and it's.
I know that it's like the water of it all, like, right? Isn't it? Or is it just?
I think it's all the molecules. I mean, probably the water does most of the heavy lifting, but yeah, I think it's all just like. And just, yeah.
Badass. And see, I like my ice cream fast.
Yeah, you like it fast. I think there are certain ice creams that could use that. Like, you get a pint of ice cream, not all pints are the same hardness.
True.
Sometimes you get a pint of ice cream and that shit is soft as hell right out of the tub. And I'm like,
when I get it from, when I like order it or I bring it home, it's the perfect mm-hmm. texture.
Yeah.
But once I have it in the freezer for a night, then it's way too hard. It's just not fun.
I like the hard, cold ice cream.
I don't get it, man.
I really like the cold, though. I will, like, I've been traveling a lot, and every time I go to the hotel, I'm like, how far will the thermostat allow me to lower this?
Yeah. I don't like it on my teeth. My teeth hurt.
Well, that part hurts, yeah.
I don't want to have to bite ice cream. It's kind of why, I guess another hot take is I don't like ice cream like bars.
No.
Like anything that comes on a popsicle stick.
Same.
I'm not too interested in it.
Unless it's a funny little joke.
Unless it's silly.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think I'm less inclined to microwave than I am to pull it out and let it sit for a few minutes. Like,
you're a man of
patience. I'm like watching
a show. Where is all this patience coming from?
There were so many comments. People were upset. And so many people were like, why don't you... Someone said, like, leave it out like an adult for, like, a half an hour. And I was like, what is it that putting it in the microwave is worse than letting it sit out? Like, isn't it the same...
I don't think it's
the
worse.
Same result.
No, I mean, you're just getting, like, with a microwave, you're going to be getting unequal
levels.
Yeah, unequal levels.
Fair.
Also, here's what I'll say. I feel like it's manlier to put something in the microwave because you're tall. Kids are short and can't put stuff in the microwave.
Okay.
They have to wait.
Microwaves are for adults only.
Here's the power move. Put it in an easy bake oven for 25 minutes. Maybe.
25.
And then that'll start to melt a little bit.
Or just get a hot light bulb and just hold it over.
Yeah.
Get your iPhone flashlight out and just hold it on.
Get your green laser pointer. Just like focus on
just
one
really
spot.
Really hold it there.
It really works.
I open up the pint and I just go.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
and
like
over.
Like a man.
Again. Yeah.
Can I tell you guys a deep dark secret?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was a kid, my parents were obviously very like fiscally minded when it came to not turning on the AC, but it was hot as fuck in Georgia growing up.
Yeah.
And like the AC was on, but like just not, I needed it like blowing because I was so, you know, hot all the time.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, and so I would sneak out of bed, go up to the thermostat and not change it. I would just go against it to make the temperature rise. And I'd be like, okay, that's gonna buy me like 10 minutes of cooling.
You were manipulating your AC.
Oh my God.
That's
so I was like,
awesome.
I didn't touch it.
That's
so funny. You found a workaround.
I did.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Thanks, man. I'm kind of a renegade.
That's incredible.
That's so smart. That's
Do you remember what temperature you guys had it set at?
My parents had it set at like a reasonable temperature. I think it was somewhere between 72 and 74.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was also like humid and I'm like bad with heat.
In Florida, like whenever I would visit there, it's crazy how like the air is thick.
Yeah.
So when you're asleep at night, it kind of feels like you already have a blanket on.
Yeah.
Before you get under a blanket.
And now me sleeping in a sleeping bag for a long time starting to make sense, huh? A little...
Damon, you would love my parents. They keep the house
cold. I probably would.
Cold.
They raised a good lad.
Yeah. Well, mostly for the cold part of the house cold part. It's so every time I go home and visit, I'm like, I just have to ask for like 3 extra blankets. Even in the wintertime, the thermostat's just at like 6-7.
What a dream.
Wow, 60s. That's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. They just are always blowing that shit.
Like
a cold easy.
I think I have a hot household now. Like we have it consistently.
Really?
A lot of times it's at like 74.
Yeah, you and Courtney are, I'd say you're pretty beautiful people.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birdie and Bones drag it down a little bit.
Little bit. Ugly cats. Fucked up ugly cats. When I lived in that back house, when we were roommates together, and I lived in that, because the AC didn't really work in our entire house.
Right.
But well, I lived, I lived in the back house that had no AC and it was cement walls. I prided myself on for that like year. I got so good at handling extreme pressures. Definitely bad. But like in summer, because it had a skylight and yeah. no AC Jesus. And cement walls, it was actually an oven.
God. You're kind of just an experiment for the greenhouse effect yeah. in that you like, kind of lived in a greenhouse.
What happens to a person? And it would genuinely, it would be like 90 degrees in my room.
It was wild. God.
And I would be in there with just like, I had like three different fans just blowing directly on me and I was just there. Just drenched in sweat.
What was the? You got to be like past the wet bulb temperature there. What was going on? You're like close to death.
I somehow, and I got through. But since then, I could handle. Because before that, I think in my apartments, I kept it cold.
Sure.
And then after that, I've been able to like, I'm like 75. It feels amazing in here.
Oh, I think you transcended.
Yeah.
And also to be clear, we did have AC and it worked great. None of the other roommates wanted to pay for it because all of us were broke. I was still like, this will be the one luxury I pay for, please. But everybody sort of had to be in agreement because we were splitting the costs.
Yeah, so. That's tough. I had that before with a roommate where they were like, yeah, it's summertime. It's 85 degrees out. Let's just set that shit at 77. And I'm like, can we at least get it to like 72? Like, I will pick up some extra. But and it also sucked because my room had direct sunlight for like over half the day
damn.
And his didn't have any direct sunlight, and so I'm like, my room is getting baked through my window, and I'm like, please.
This was literally like a roommate conflict that I did on Miles Bonsignore's Justice Miles.
Oh yeah.
That was one of the like roommate things that we had to like debate against, and yeah, it's hard to find what works for everybody. I will say something that people don't always realize is it takes more energy to cool something down than it does to keep it maintained. Mm-hmm. So like, it's worse when people are like, no, we have to like turn it off overnight and then we can turn it on again at this point. It's like, no, just let it be at like, if you want it to be 74, great. But like turning it down to 77 and then having to deal with it up and down is going to be worse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thermostats.
That's all my manly stuff.
Very manly.
We did talk about thermostats.
Yeah. Thermostats are pretty manly.
Yeah.
I think leather crafting, which I used to do, is maybe stereotypically manly, but most of the people I worked with, almost all the other people I worked with were women, so.
What's the manliest thing you've leather crafted?
When I first got my own, scraps from the shop and, you know, just tried to fiddle around with stuff and see what I could do. Oh, two things. One, like an Assassin's Creed gauntlet. It's not good at all, but it was my first time trying to make a thing. Awesome. It was just pretty sick.
Manly.
But the other one was an anniversary gift for my then girlfriend. I like crafted a book cover for her and it wasn't good, but I like still, it was like, I'm going to make this about your favorite book and I'm going to make a little book cover. And
yeah. That's awesome.
That felt...
Doing something special and kind for your partner that you know they'll appreciate. That's maybe one of the manliest things that you can
extremely
do.
Manly.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So we got some Ask Men Reddit posts here.
Dude,
that's Selena nice. Found a bunch of
hell yeah.
Hey, posts. I thought this was Smosh Mouth, not Weta Stories.
Oh yeah. Shit.
But actually here we're going to be just answering questions.
Hey, Da. Selena, that's pretty proactive of you. Thanks for being so manly for our show.
Wow. But give up for Selena.
Give up for Selena.
For the number one guy in the world.
That's a manly guy.
Actually, I did have the only like question that I had for this episode. I've been thinking about this lately. Is Amanda's not here, but is there an anime that you think Amanda would like?
I think Amanda would legitimately, she likes spooky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'd be down for like the first season of Attack on Titan. I think when it gets into all the politics stuff, she might be like, what is going on? But like, what?
No, it's just like, my brain went in a completely different direction.
Okay.
Just because Amanda likes smut. And so I was like, something just, a little smutty.
Just give her some fucked up stuff.
Like, what is it? Fucked up, like.
I haven't seen this, so if it's actually terrible, please, I haven't seen it, but Food Wars. Mm. I know that's the one where they're like cooking, but it makes them like horny to cook.
Yeah.
I think.
yeah, see some shit like that. I think she would find like kind of a sick and twisted enjoyment in. Like, I don't know what Amanda's opinions are, but do you think that she kind of, do you think she'd be like a huge anime boobies person?
I don't know if the way that anime goes about like horny stuff, if that would be her vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause like, I know the books that she reads, the way she describes those, I'm like, I don't know if it's the way it's gone about.
Yeah.
But there's a few that I've been thinking about. One is genuinely like the classic version of Death Note.
I think she would actually like Death Note a lot.
Loves, you're right. She loves true crime, and that's such a fun like twist on it.
You are 100% correct.
But then anything that deals with the supernatural, I genuinely wonder if she would like Jujutsu Kaisen.
Because
It's just, I know that it's mostly action, but it's like the fact that it's like, oh, we're cursed, we see demons, like all this stuff.
I think she'd like that part, but I think when the fight goes on, I could literally see her going like, I don't know what those boys are doing.
Okay, like, what's going on?
What are those
here?
Boys doing? Where's the one with the white hair? I want to talk to him.
Like, yeah.
I think she could legitimately like maybe some Tokyo Ghoul.
I think I figured out my number one, but go ahead.
I just finished the first season of Witch Hat Atelier, which I recommend to anybody.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So
I've heard Vinland Saga.
Yes. Big, you are correct.
Big Viking men.
Yeah.
So, which she'd be like, okay, I'm interested in that. And then it's also just very, like, it feels more like it reads like an HBO show. Like,
it's well written. It's about this person's journey from, like, being a warrior to, like, you know, what happens when that's over. Like, who are you as a person? What do you do? And what do you leave in the world? Like, it's.
I think that's my number one pick. definitely let me know in the comments.
Frieren. Frieren is
I thought about
great.
Frieren too.
Yeah, oh, I guess I'm seeing some nods from Eric.
Frieren, that's for I have only seen the first season, but I talked to you about it. I thought that was incredible.
Frieren is just, I think, a masterpiece of a show. It's for the quickest, do you know it at all?
No.
It's a beautiful premise.
The quickest breakdown possible is it's about like a group of warriors fighting the Demon King, and the show starts when they are done. Like, they've succeeded in their quest, the world is saved, so what do you do afterwards? And Frieren is an elf, so all her human companions, like, grow old and eventually pass away, and she's an elf sort of looking around being like, well, what's left? What are the connections I make? What matters, you know, with the time that I have, which is so much longer than everyone else's? So it's literally about grief and finding joy in little things, and, like, it's beautiful.
It's insanely existential.
It's so
watching
good.
It, I was like, whew, this is... Without it, it's not even, episodes aren't even heavy in, like, its dialogue or experience, but the meaning behind it all feels so heavy.
There was this one anime that I watched when I was in high school, and it was, like, big
O?
Anime
oh.
booby vampires. And I don't remember the name.
Rosario Vampire?
Yeah, that's the one.
There we go. Which, to be clear, I also haven't seen,
but you just know the name.
It wasn't good, but it was like.
But if I did watch it, by the way, none of your fucking business.
But yeah, let me do that.
Yeah, it like wasn't good, but I watched it and I was like, yeah,
there's
an anime.
Sick.
Boku no Yabos. last thing is, I think Delicious in Dungeon Amanda would really like, but it would probably be weird for her to hear my voice. But I think that's a show I recommend to anybody, whether you watch it in English or not.
It's got such a fan base.
I think it's really good. Like, I've read it all. Again, take my part in it completely out. Listen to it in a different language. I think it's a great show.
Oh, which reminds me, I don't know, because I don't know, like, the NDAs of it all, but right. If I could be specific, I did do my first anime dubbing.
Woo! Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was awesome. a small little role, and but I got to go and do the whole experience.
That's
and it
so
was
sick.
So much fun. And it was trippy. Like, it's trippy, like, the way that they do it. I had no idea, kind of.
Yeah.
I think I was picturing, like, classic voiceover where it's like you're there with your little podium and your sides.
Sure.
And you're just reading them. And then I'm like, I get there, I'm like, oh, right, it's anime. So it's already been filmed. It's already been voiced over, technically.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to watch the show while matching to the mouth, and it was such a cool experience. So you have like a teleprompter, but you're basically just watching the show and just saying the lines at the same time.
It
was very fun, and I kind of, like, as I was going, I was like understanding more and more of, like, the anime voice of it all.
Yeah,
like the anime tone of it. And I found myself getting more, because there was a line where it was just like something like, you know, it's like, wait, you can't do that or something like that. And like, she's like, the director was like, can you give a little bit more of like this emotion or something? And like, I found myself in a more genuine way, but like sounding more and more like the, I was like, oh, I'm sounding like an anime character.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I have to, in order to get this point across yeah. and get this yeah. emotion across. And
that's awesome.
It's really cool. And like the layer of translation also makes you understand like, oh, we're trying to like switch languages while still getting the point across, matching it to the mouths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to just match time, and now a lot of things like match mouths where they're like, oh, you can't say popcorn because their mouth is like open wide the whole time and there's no like,
yeah.
they're not making like a P shape for popcorn. So let's instead say like, oh, snacks where your mouth is like fully open. Yeah. It's a really interesting vibe. The other part of this is that, and again, I don't know the NDA stuff yet, but I know the show is out. So look on our socials for the info. You probably already know it, but Shane and I get to play like off of each other as a little duo. It's like a small role in the show, so but awesome. It's a really cool thing.
So awesome.
It was really cool because when I did my session, you had already gone in and recorded your lines. And yes. so I got to hear like, in between my lines, I got to hear Damien's talking.
That's
and I'm like,
so funny.
It was really cool.
That's awesome.
I had a lot of fun. And I hope to do more of it. It was kind of a spur of the moment thing. Like it wasn't, mm-hmm. it's not something I was like actively trying to seek out, but it was such a cool opportunity yeah. and I'm so yeah. grateful for it.
The director, do you mind if I share the part
yeah,
where like,
please.
So the director is somebody that directed me on a season of a show previously. And like through our time together, she was like, so I looked up this stuff, like this Smosh stuff that you do, like that looks like a lot of fun. I'm like, oh yeah, I've been doing it for like a long time and the people are great. And she's like, that's so cool. Like, yeah, I saw a couple videos pop up and I was like, this is really fun. And so eventually when like this happens and we're, you know, working as a duo in this thing, she was like, yeah, I saw these two characters in the show and I like remembered watching you and your friend Shane on Smosh. And I was like, well, this is the kind of dynamic that I think would really work. And so, you know, so she made it happen. And
it's
that
so
was
cool.
like, it's
so
funny
cool.
how things like that work.
Yeah. yeah.
That's so cool.
It was really sick. I'm really stoked about it. So I haven't watched it yet, but I'm excited to.
Oh yeah. We reserve the right to cut all this if we're ass in it.
yeah, yeah.
If we suck,
actually,
you gotta let us know.
But it was hard. It was definitely a challenge. I was like,
you're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Damn. Like,
well, I heard you did fantastically well.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Aura Frames. Let's take a break from talking about men, shall we? I want to celebrate the women in my life. I was at home walking by my kitchen counter and a photo of Angela and I popped up on my Aura frame. It was from a few years ago, being silly in our hotel room at a convention, and I automatically smiled. Then a photo of my sisters and I popped up from a family vacation we took years ago, and it immediately sent me down memory lane. Aura Frames makes it easy for me to enjoy all my favorite photos. Let's be real. I have a lot of photos and videos of my family and friends. Some would say too many, and I would say not enough. Aura Frames unlimited storage allows me to enjoy all of them. Aura Frames is ComTech certified, which means it brings meaningful memories in a way that feels ambient and additive. I actually got an Aura Frame from my grandmother, and she lives across the country, but I can send her pictures and videos of my son whenever I want, and it's really, really sweet. named number one by Wirecutter, you can save now by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $35 off select frames, plus free shipping with code SMOSHMOUTH. That's A-U-R-A frames.com. Promo code SMOSHMOUTH. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Back to the show.
Anyways, did we want to move on to some advice?
Yeah. Advice. All right. A lot of it.
Okay. First question that was asked is, what's one thing that you've gotten better at with age that you didn't expect?
Jacking off.
Mm. Yeah.
Good one.
I can get you another 5 seconds. Like a quick draw cowboy.
Sorry, that wasn't a manly joke. That was a boyish joke, and I apologize.
Oh, fair.
I apologize.
I think the idea of letting someone have an emotion or an idea about you without it being in your control at all.
Yeah.
I used to be really, you know, worried about, like, I have to over-explain and, you know, no, this isn't what I meant. Or like, wait, why does that person think that about me? I've never even met them. Oh, this person said that thing. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, hey, you know, sometimes people are going to have their opinions. Not everyone is going to like you, even if they do know you well and understand you. It's just maybe you don't vibe. Or if someone is like, I heard a rumor about them, it's like, well, that's kind of not, I certainly can't control what kind of conversations happen in the privacy between two people. Like, I get that's just how it is, I guess. And not letting that take over my brain.
Yeah, I think a lot of, I'm sure what a lot of the replies on this are, and a lot of what like comes to mind is more of like emotion regulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like when I was in my early, when I was just a kid and then my teenage years and early 20s, like I remember anxiety and nervousness paralyzing me. Mm-hmm. Like to the point it was truly like, I've talked about it a lot where I'm like, a lot of auditions back when I was a teenager, I'm like, I basically would black out. I'd get so nervous that I wouldn't. And then I like, this was like, it hasn't changed much in like the past 10 years, but I reached a point, I think eventually, maybe a lot of it helped was Smosh, like doing so much here.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, it's kind of just been beaten out of me in a way where I'm just like, I have failed enough now where failure doesn't scare me like it used to.
Yeah.
And
I think, I totally agree. I think for me, like graduating high school and growing up and like getting more confident just in general, I've like looked back and been like, oh, like with, like even like basketball, like I think I'm like better at basketball now than I was. And I think it's like 90% of it is me just being more confident. Mm. And same thing with like singing and performing. It's like, I think that I had like the skills and like the talent, but I was just so, in high school, I was so insecure and like so focused on what other people were like thinking of me that like, as I've grown up and gotten more confident and just been like more sure of myself, it's like, I've just gotten better at those things. Yeah, I don't know. Just become more confident with age.
Yeah, it's making me think right now. It's like almost like the thing back in the day used to always be like, oh, you need to take all those opportunities and fail so that you're at least trying and like you're gonna succeed if you keep trying at things. But I'm like, even if you're not succeeding, like to fail a bunch is nice so that failure doesn't hurt as hard. Like you'll like build up a tolerance for it. Cause in life, like there's gonna be countless failures. Mm-hmm. That's like part of it. But the more you avoid it, the less capable you are of handling it.
Yeah.
And it's very freeing to be able to handle failure.
Yeah.
Whenever anybody asks at a con, like, you know, what's acting advice you'd give, I always say to, like, do improv, take improv classes, learn about that, because it is learning how to fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think learning how to fail is so important, where it's like, you know, you go for a big joke and not a single person laughs, and then you can laugh at yourself. Like, that is such a big skill, as opposed to, like, oh, fuck, I didn't do it right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've botched some auditions. Like, I had an audition that I had, like, a callback for, and I was for a project I was already excited about before I even, you know, had the audition. This was, like, a few years back. And, like, I went into the callback, and I walked out of it being like, oh, that was awful. Like, I did a really bad job at this callback. Oh, well, like, next. And that's just how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, auditions in general are such a, like, it's such a cringy thing, right? Yeah. Like it is. Like, and you have to just go like, yeah, that's what's up. And I have no choice but to commit 100% to it and then leave it on the dance floor and just move on. I mean things I think are just like less intense as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like things just aren't
I don't know.
Just let go a little bit more.
30s are better. Trevor, you're going to love it. The 30s are better, I think, just because that is the time when, for me, like, I stopped caring as much. Like, I, you know, one example is I grew up in a home that was very, like, physically fit. My parents were always in the gym all the time. I did karate as a kid, but I was always like a naturally larger person. And then as like a young adult, I was like so focused on like, I have to look a certain way. I have to be a certain way. I have to exercise all the time. If I don't look this level of big in the right areas and small in the right areas, then like that's my whole self-esteem. And like in the past couple of years, I've definitely gained some weight. And like, sure, I'd like to trim down a little bit, but there's also another part of me that's like, I haven't lost all of my confidence in who I am as a person just because I'm a little heavier now. Like, that's just kind of where I'm at. And it's not a reflection on whether or not I'm a lazy person or a valuable person in A, B, and C kind of ways. It's just like, I don't really give a shit what people think. Do I feel healthy and good? I want to get to a place where that's the goal, not like sure. I look this way for people. Yeah, and sure. That sort of extends to everything else. Yeah. Like, I think that guy's cringy. Okay, then I guess I'm cringy, but that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much you can't control, and I mean, especially nowadays with the internet, like,
jeez,
it's just so much crazier than it ever has been. It's like, it is true. It's like the more that you just remove, like, what people say about you is that's their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know. But
I feel like as I've gotten older, also I've just become a lot more empathetic, and sure. I think it's like more like not that I wasn't empathetic before, but it's like, what is like my instinctual response to a situation?
Yeah.
Is it first me thinking about like how I feel, or is it me trying to be like, okay, let me like approach this and be like, what are all sides of this situation? Like, how can I put myself in this other person's shoes really quick and like feel how they're feeling and then try and like go from there versus like just immediately going into like, well, this is how I feel about that thing, or like, yeah, this is what that made me feel. It's like, okay, well, let's like meet in the middle a little bit. And I think that, like, I don't know, that's something as I've gotten older is just gotten better at.
That's great.
That's good. I think that's, I don't know if that's fully common, because I think empathy is a weird one where I think as people get older, it is also possible for experience to like harden you in ways that are sometimes good and necessary, but also it's like, frankly, you see some like old people and it's like, dude, were you ever empathetic? And it's like, I wonder, maybe not, but it's just like, you can have bad experiences and then it makes you lose your trust for other humans.
I think empathy is also a muscle. I think it's something that you work, like you said, like you are actively being like, well, how can I look at this from another side?
Yeah.
We're all going to have a natural amount of empathy and caring for other people, but I think it really does, you have to work on your emotional elasticity and like really let yourself, like that's something that was great that came from acting classes, because it's like you can sort of put yourself in these spots without too much work. Like, you know, I've again had people ask me like, how do you act and like, how do you prepare for, you know, these things where you're like doing this scene and you've never been in that situation before? I'm like, you don't have to be in that situation. I'm like, they're like, you're in space and you're protecting the space station or whatever. And I've never done that. It's like, well, yeah, but you know what it's like to want to protect someone you love, right? Mm-hmm. Or you know what it's like to have a really strong responsibility and not want to fail in that, right?
Yeah.
That's all you're doing. And like, you know, I'll cry at everything now. I'll cry reading something. I'll cry thinking about something. It's just like, it's not hard to be there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Selena found a subreddit that I've never heard of called Bro Pill.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't sound good, but it's... It's fine, okay.
Bro Pill. I bought one of those from 7-Eleven the other day.
No, it literally sounds like, oh, he got Bro Pill, and now he's super into Andrew Tate. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone said, this was a question someone posed. They said, how do I know if I'm one of the good ones, for lack of a better sentence? I always do my best to respect women's personal space and privacy, but there's always a little nagging voice in my head that tells me I'm not good enough, even though a hug is the most intimate I've ever gotten. It's just so annoying. I feel like I'm doing a good job deep down, but my brain is always saying I've messed up.
What do they mean by, are they specifically like trying to be friends with someone, and are they like a safe man to be around?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's, okay. I'm assuming that's what they're going for. Like, am I like, you know, if I'm a guy that women can trust and people can trust and stuff.
There's a quote from, I believe it's Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Time.
Bastion of Wisdom.
If I remember correctly, that's what it's from. But basically the quote is something like, like if you regret something, like that shows that you are already a better person. Like if you regret something that you've done, that already shows that you are a better person than you were then. And I feel like that's kind of like a similar thing here, where it's like, if you're already thinking about like, I want to be a safe space, like I'm going, like I want to make sure that I am like being one of the good ones, then you probably ought. Like if you're thinking about that, you're probably already 90% better than most people that are not thinking about that or not trying to be like respectful.
I think that's a good point. I think I have two criteria that I think would be good for this. One, are you open to notes and learning? Mm-hmm. Because there's one thing like wanting to defend yourself, being like, no, I am one of the good ones, versus like, oh, I didn't realize I messed up or I said that thing that was wrong. Yeah. Thank you. Like, are you safe to talk to about things like that? That's a big one, because it's you wanting to be better versus you needing validation from someone you're supposedly wanting to make comfortable. So you're already like, oh, please tell me I'm good. And the other thing is, are you a safe space for others, but specifically women, when there are no women in the room? Like if you're just talking to your boys or whatever, is it going to be completely different than how you'd act around a woman? Are you going to be disrespectful now that it's just the fellas talking?
Right.
I think if it's actually a change that you've made in yourself, or like a trait that you have in yourself to, you know, have that actual mindset as opposed to like act properly around someone,
right?
That's probably a good criteria for that.
Yeah.
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 It's like only you know your truest deep down intentions and POV, right? It's like, hey man, you know deep down if you don't have respect for people, then that's the reality. Yeah. He's asking like, how am I perceived? And it's like, there's so much you can't control in so many ways, but if you know your deep down intentions, you know them, then like that's all you can really do. And then beyond that is like, you know, asking people their boundaries, talking to people, like just genuinely having conversations with people and being honest with them and listening to them. And I think by the sheer fact, if you are listening and really like taking in what people are saying, that's probably going to be the criteria that's already going to set you apart.
That's what they said in Pokemon.
I got the quote on my phone or something. I wish I had.
That's
I
know crazy. What you're talking about. I've seen that.
It's like, I think it's Grovyle. I'm sure it's Grovyle at the end of the game, because Primal Dialga is like, I feel bad. Maybe it's Dialga. I don't know.
Those Mystery Dungeon games, I never ended up playing them, but I keep seeing screenshots, and it's one of those where like, is that really in the game? Like, same thing with Final Fantasy Tactics. There's always screenshots that you see, and it's just like, holy shit, that's pertinent.
Yeah.
Like, there's a quote that's like, if the punishment for a crime is merely a fine, then it is only a punishment for the poor.
Yeah.
Or that it's only a crime for the poor. And you're like, oh, like it's all that really good social commentary shit. Yeah.
There's a crazy quote, and it's quoting someone else, and I don't know who it is. But I'm reading those Dungeon Crawler Carl books.
Yeah.
And they are extremely like about like anti-capitalism vibes. And there's a quote at the beginning of one of the books from someone, and it goes, capital punishment just means those without capital are punished. Ooh. Something like that. I was like, damn, okay, shit. Like,
true, there's not a whole lot of,
yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, if you're a high up powerful person, you're never gonna face capital punishment. Yeah. But crazy stuff. Okay, so let's get to a couple of questions Selena has.
Oh.
This one comes from Selena.
I just saw this category. Okay. So Selena goes, what's your actual Roman Empire? So you know that meme, right? Like, what do you think about every day?
Is that what that meant? Because I always
thought it started with a TikTok where someone was saying like, oh, guys think about the Roman Empire every day.
That makes so much
And this
much
one girl
sense,
like though. Asked her boyfriend, she's like, do you think about the Roman Empire? How often do you think about the Roman Empire? And he's like, every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, and so they started, tons of girlfriends were asking their boyfriends, and they were all saying that. And I'm like, I don't think about it every day.
I don't think about it every day.
It's at least once a week. I'm just kidding. But
the Byzantines, maybe, but the Romans?
No way.
I don't know if I have something I think about every day. I mean, I care about, like, the voiceover auditions I have, the well-being of my cats. Mm-hmm. I probably think about something video game, like Pokemon related, Magic the Gathering related every day. But I don't know if I have like a, I feel like it changes. Like I will always love Dark Souls and Dark Souls lore. And that's like something I hugely deep dive into, but like not every day.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel the same way. Like probably for me, just like pirates, but Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, I to be fair, probably in the last few months, I've been thinking about pirates every day because there's been a lot of pirate themes going on in my life. Not like I'm not like killing anyone or anything.
It's huge into lime.
You're doing, yeah. You do a lot of pillaging, though.
I've been doing some pillaging, no killing, some light pillaging.
Do you guys want to take a boys trip to Nassau?
Dude, that would be sick.
Nassau, I never
know
how to
New Providence Island.
Yeah. Heck yeah, dude.
I guess maybe like. Shit. I'm trying to think like.
Shit is your Roman Empire.
Like, I think about poop.
Yeah. I think about it when I'm making it.
Historically, I don't know, but I don't know, man. Maybe like animals and nature.
I was going to say animal. Like, animal facts are fun. Yeah.
I love animals. Yeah. They're just always up there.
Yeah. I didn't know the exact origin of the Roman Empire thing. That's interesting that it's like, oh, what do you think about the Roman Empire every day? I was under the impression when I saw it, it's like, this is like kind of a specific like topic or thing that I really like and have a lot of knowledge about.
That is what it has come to mean.
Yeah.
I just remember that from, that's what I thought that meme came from. But maybe I'm wrong.
No,
either way, I think it kind of boils down to the same thing. Yeah. And yeah, I guess like Dark Souls lore, like animal facts.
Okay.
When I fly now on planes, even if I don't have my headphones in, I'm like, I'll find whatever like animal related documentary they have and I'll just have it on closed captions.
That stuff is
like,
good.
I'll look at that. There was a 4-episode thing about a pangolin. And I'm
pangolins.
Those are great. Awesome.
Those guys are sick. Yeah,
aren't they bipedal?
No, they got four legs.
They have four legs, but don't they effectively walk on their back, their hind legs?
I feel like you're right. I feel like you're right.
But like in a velociraptor kind of way. Yeah. Not like standing up like a really creepy
over there. In like a Bowser kind of way.
Yeah.
In a Bowser way.
Oh, celebrity boy crush.
Oh, celebrity boy crush. I've been very open about this in the past, and I don't think it's changed. I think it's still Austin Butler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis. I love Elvis. Austin Butler.
Glenn Powell.
I love Glenn Powell.
You're a Glenn Powell fan.
I do love Glenn Powell, for better or worse. And RP. Been really into Robert Pattinson lately.
Oh, Robert Pattinson rocks.
I love
that. Has to be one of the craziest turnarounds I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because when I was a teenager, when he was Edward, dudes, like, it was normal for like teenage dudes similar to me to be like, ugh, that guy, that loser, the vampire guy. But nowadays, every dude loves him. Like, he is maybe the most universally loved. Mm-hmm. Like, every woman and every guy is like, he's awesome.
I've been on my Robert Pattinson shit, just so we're clear, though. I'm an early adopter.
You're an OG.
Never was a hater of Robert Pattinson.
You're an OG.
I've always fucked with him.
Shoot, I don't know.
Yeah, this is tough.
This is really hard.
Because even if it's like the gender preference that I would want to date, I don't have like celeb crushes.
I've never been a huge celeb crush guy, but I'm just trying to think of people that I'm just like, whoa, they are awesome.
I think I have more male celebrity crushes.
Yeah?
I can't, like, if you ask me like who my like female celebrity crushes, I'd be like, I'd have to probably think about it for a sec. But when you said guy, I was like, well, which ones am I on right now?
specifically. In Mission Impossible Fallout, when Henry Cavill loads his biceps.
Oh, yeah.
When he reloads his biceps, in that brief 2 seconds, I'm like, that's the coolest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
Like that, in that very moment, I'm like, all right, hell yeah.
You know, I think Keanu Reeves, in like any interview where he's like gonna really like gently give you some wisdom feels. Yeah. And everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's
good stuff.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling in Project Hail Mary, holy shit.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh.
Incredibly hot.
Actually, I will say, because like people talk about like male gaze versus female gaze, right?
Yeah.
There was a. We're bringing it full circle. I'm bringing up Penelope Cruz. Penelope Cruz had a photo shoot that she did where she took the photos of Javier Bardem, who's her husband, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And in these photos, I was genuinely like, "Oh, this is female gaze. I get this.
Huh.
I get it. I see it in this." And I talked to Amanda about it because like that's her biggest. Celebrity crush, and I was like, okay, I see it. He's hot. He's really hot here, and I understand. I think I get it.
Yeah.
Javier Bardem, sometimes, definitely.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
As Anton Chigurh.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
got that like fuck ass bob, and he keeps blasting people's brains.
Yeah, yeah.
Messed
good
up
stuff.
On him in Skyfall.
Yeah,
he looked he's looked gnarly. Bad. He looked bad gnarly. In Skyfall. That hair was not for him.
It was not.
And then like. Yeah, I mean, the cyanide pill, like, messed up his face, so, like, I can't blame him for that. Yeah, but yeah. The hair, we could have been doing something better.
Yeah, it's true.
But he's a good-looking guy.
Anyways, well, gentlemen.
Hey, we did it.
It's been a pleasure.
Wow. Hey. I feel manly.
I feel pretty manly, too.
I feel really manly right now.
I feel like we never fully define manliness, but whatever it is, I feel it because I'm here with my friends.
Hey, and that's all that matters.
So being a man is about is caring about others and treating, you know, your fellow man with kindness.
Look, here's the situation. For the duration that you are listening or watching this podcast, you're a full-grown man.
Yeah. We're never going to tell you what gender you're supposed to be except for this hour.
Right now,
you're a man.
You're a full-grown man right now. And then once this is over, no longer.
To be a man, you must have honor. End of list.
End of list. That is it. Thank you both for joining me. And thank you for watching. We'll see you next Monday. Well, actually, I won't see you next Monday. Amanda will see you next Monday.
I won't see you next. So Amanda will see you next
Monday. Guys, handing it off. Amanda will see you next Monday.
Guys, I don't know who I'm going to see next Monday.
Oh, I'll be in your room.
Yep, he'll be there.
I'm the shadow blob.
That's right. That's the hat man.
I'm Raven.
Bye.
Hey, Shane. Hit me. Hit it.
Nice.
Thanks, dog.
We did it.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.